Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us today. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the combination of rhythm and religion is the most unique. When our first ancestors landed on these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythms and their African chants. It was work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music, then blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even some of the music that we hear today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have overcome adversity after adversity, a people who are still trying to reach and be the people that God would have them to be. We know that we cannot tell the gospel music story in 1 hour or even in a melody of songs. But each Monday at 12 noon, we come to bring you the very best in the achievements of our people in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There, you will find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. You'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. That means that you can go back to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. You can also leave your comments in the comments section, or if you'd like to contact us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for a new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. There is also a call-in number if you would like to call in and speak to me directly in the studio. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for today. But first, let's listen to this. Thank you. in the Gospel Gold Vault for our first feature for today, the Davis sisters. Although she was known as Baby Sis to family, friends, and countless fans, Ruth Davis was actually the oldest of four siblings who recorded as the famous Davis sisters, as they were billed by Savoy Records during their 13 years with the Newark, New Jersey-based company. Born in Philadelphia on April 19, 1927, she was joined in the group by sisters Thelma, Audrey, Alfreda, and a fifth sister, Edna, often joined them for live performances but never recorded with them in the studio. A cousin, pianist, and vocalist, Curtis Dublin, rounded out the original group. The Davis sisters were the first female group to sing what is called hard gospel that appeared in the early 50s and was totally different from the Baptist style of singing, which emphasized beauty of tone, precise rhythm, occasional augmentation. Hard gospel was characterized by straining the vocals while periods of spiritual ecstasy, singing at extremes of ranges, repeating words or syllables, adding lots of interjections and acting out songs with motion, stoops, and movements. Ruth was the hardest female belter in gospel, scared of no man. When it came down to squalling, she was one of the very best. At home, she often enthralled friends with her blues, and all the singers insisted she could have been another Dinah Washington or Big Maybell. The sisters grew up singing in Philadelphia's Mount Zion Five Baptized Holy Church. After serving in the Women's Air Corps during World War II, Ruth organized her sisters into a formal group in 1945. She was inspired early on by the Wings Over Jordan Choir, one-time gospel singer Dinah Washington, and male quartets, particularly Philadelphia's Dixie Hummingbirds. The Davis sisters first cut two singles for the local Apex label in 1949, with Imogene Green adding to the group. They recorded prolifically for Gotham Records, another Philadelphia label, from July 1949 to October 1952. Hits on Gotham included Jesus Steps Right In, By and By, and Too Close to Heaven. On the recommendation of Gertrude Ward, the mother of Clara Ward and manager of the Philadelphia-based Ward Singers, Savoy signed the Davis sisters in 1955. Their first session for the company on February the 9th of that year yielded the group's biggest hit, the rousing 12 Gates to the City, which featured Dublin's robust baritone, followed by Ruth's powerful emotional charge contralto. The session also introduced the remarkably electric voice of Jackie Verdell, Green's replacement in the group, on the song He's My King. These two songs, along with eight others in 1955, comprised the album 12 Gates to the City, the first of 11 Davis sister releases on Savoy during 1968. Aretha Franklin once called Jackie Verdell one of the most underrated female soul singers of her time. Born in Philadelphia on November 5, 1937, Verdell became second only to Ruth as the group's star soloist. She left the group on a number of occasions over the years and recorded with R&B singles and groups for Peacock, Decca, and Coral label, to perform in musical theaters and to do background vocals for people like Wilson Pickett, Dee Dee Warwick, and Van Morrison. She returned to the Davis sisters, however, for her final album in 1981, The Storm Is Passing Over, with a lineup that consisted of Aubrey, Alfreda, Verdell, Michelle. Verdell died on August 3rd, 1991. Ruth herself left the Davis sisters in 1962 due to a falling out with her sisters and formed a new group called the Ruth Davis Special of New York City. They recorded one album that Savoy issued as being Ruth Davis and the Davis Sisters. In the meantime, the remainder of the group, Alfreda, Audrey Davis, Verdell, Dublin, and newcomer Lila Dargan, cut a live album in Little Rock, Arkansas for RCA Victor. By 1966, Ruth had rejoined her sisters with Cynthia Young in place of Verdell and was recording again for Savoy. Prior to Ruth's death on January 2, 1970, from complications of diabetes, high blood pressure, liver, kidney disease, the Davis sisters made an album for HOB Records. The Davis sisters have all passed away. Thelma died in 55, Audrey died in 82, Alfreda died in 89, even cousin Curtis Dublin died in 64. All of them have passed on now, but you can still get their music anytime you would like to hear it. One of the best known sister gospel groups of all time, the Davis Sisters. And you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go.
Going home.
Is the Lumbee Sisters, spelled L-U-M-Z-Y. The Lumbee Sisters grew up in a five-room home in Columbia, Mississippi. Inspired by the hit-making factory of Motown Records, the girl's father, Robert Lumbee, thought his singing daughters were good enough to make a go of it in rock and roll and change the family's financial future. Strapping on his guitar, he rehearsed them in rudiments of singing and harmonizing and performing, ignoring the pleas of his wife, Emma, who believed that their daughters should only sing for the Lord. Robert pressed onward with his plan. But a series of family tragedies, culminating with the sudden death of an infant daughter, turned Robert's heart. Believing the tragedies to be a response to his disobedience to the Lord, he ended his dream of rock and roll, and for his daughters and for himself, and accepted a call to the ministry. As he began to preach around the area, Emma took over the girls' music rehearsals. But under her leadership, the focus would be on gospel and gospel music only. The Lumbee sisters, Brenda, Chiquita or Quita, Doris and Dolores, brought their talent to any area church that invited them to minister. When Reverend Lumsey was called to pastor a New Jersey church, the family left Mississippi and settled in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Brenda also accepted the call to ministry, and as her father, Brenda Lumsey Hicks served as her father's assistant pastor. They recorded on Richbird Records, Maryland Records, AIR Gospel Records, and for 8 consecutive years they won the prestigious award for being the number one gospel female quartet of the year at the American Gospel Quartet Convention. The Lumsey sisters recorded the album for the New Jersey-based Richbird label with musical great Robert Banks, who accompanied them on organ. They appeared on a 1987 Tommy Allison and the Singing Stars album for Maryland Records. Singing with Atlanta International, or AIR, they released 3 albums, 1982's Sister, followed by 1983 Precious, followed by 1995 Memories. Continuing the theme of one-word album titles, the ladies released Satisfied with Maxim Records in 2002. They appeared on the gospel music television program Bobby Jones and Singathon, demonstrating their fusion of gospel quartet harmony with the reverence of 1950s and 1960s female gospel groups like the Caravan and the Ward Singers. When Quita passed away in 2009 at the age of 50, and Doris followed her into eternity 5 years later, the sisters decided to call it quits on professional singing. Nevertheless, they reunited in February of 2018. Adding to their ranks, Anita Hicks Johnson, who was Brenda Hicks' daughter, Lalita Lumsey, who is Wiggins' daughter, and family members Chapman of New Jersey, Newark. Their reunion concert was held at New Zion Baptist in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and they have returned to appearing on gospel programs in and around New Jersey. We're going to listen to some music from this great group. We're going to listen to some music they recorded in 1981 and also in 1995, Grateful, Roll Our Burdens Away, and there are several others we're going to play right here on Gospel Gold.
Yeah. because I have hands. I'm grateful.
Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. If you would like to support Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App, $GospelGold22. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use on Gospel Gold. Email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And don't forget, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. $GospelGold22. So until you tune in next week, we'll see you next Monday, 12 noon. God bless you is our desire.
Thank you.